The question today is, what is the 70th week of Daniel? This is part number 3. This is the 70th week of Daniel, deals with Daniel's vision that he had back in the time of the Medo-Persian Empire. And he we see that, as we've studied that already, that he was he said 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, upon Israel. And that means 70 weeks of years. Now, there's divisions in those weeks of the years in his prophecy in verse 25 of chapter 9 of Daniel. There are 7 weeks, which is 49 years, which began at the time that the commandment was given to restore, made by Artaxerxes in 454 B.C. to Ezra when he was going to Jerusalem. And the first 49 years carried him through about the time Malachi was written. And that's the time, of course, the restoration of the affairs of Israel to its former state. Took about 49 years. At the same time, there began the second division of those weeks of years of 62 weeks, which began about the time Malachi was written and went until the Messiah was cut off, which means the cross of Calvary. And when Jesus died, God quit dealing with his people because they had rejected him. I'm talking about Jesus, the Messiah, came unto his own, and his own received him not. So he rejected them. And as a result, we find in Romans that he took the natural olive branch out of the olive tree and engrafted in the wild olive branch, which is the Gentiles. That's us. And so as a result, he ceased dealing with his people. And that's been for a period of almost 2,000 years now. I don't know how much longer it will go on before he'll do what he said. He said that he shall confirm the prince of the Romans, which is the Antichrist, is going to come on the scene one day and confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, Israel especially. Others will be joined in. They'll receive him as the Messiah because even though he's a Roman, he'll have credentials to be of the tribe of Judah and to satisfy the Messiah coming out of the tribe of Judah. And so he'll confirm that for 1 week, which is 7 years. That is called the 70th week of Daniel. Now, the Bible said in Revelation 6, the Antichrist, which is the devil incarnated in essence, empowered totally, he comes on the scene riding a white horse with a bow and no arrow. That's peace. And he's going to conquer and really with peace, because people are going to be duped by his message and they're going to follow him, many of them. And yet, all of them will not. There will be some renegade nations out there that won't be caught up in that, into his propaganda, if you please, or his political agenda. And as a result, they'll stand against him. And then he goes out with what's called the Red Horse Rider and makes war with them to bring them in subjection. Now, when that Red Horse Rider goes, that may be the Third World War. It may be the Fourth World War. I don't know when it'll be, but it'll be a war, all over a war, if you please, and it'll be a lot of bloodshed, Red Horse Rider. And as a result, it's going to be some nuclear involvement, and that kills the land, and that allows the Third Horse Rider, which is the Horse Rider of Famine, to come on the scene. It's a Black Horse Rider, which represents famine, and the ground won't produce because of the nuclear involvement in that war. And then that brings the Fourth Horse Rider, which is Death, the Pale Horse Rider, and that many going to die on this earth because of the situation of the Antichrist ruling and reigning during that particular time. Now, this all occurs during the first 3.5 years of the 70th week of Daniel. Then the Bible says this in the book, and of course his prophecy was, he said in verse 27 in chapter 9, and in the midst of the week he shall cause this sacrifice and oblation to cease. That means that there has to be a temple rebuilt, which will probably be rebuilt at the beginning of the reign of the Antichrist, of the 70th week of Daniel, and the Jews will set up offering sacrifices like they did in the Old Testament time. But in the midst of the week, that's the middle of the week, 3.5 years into that week of years, he sets himself up, as Matthew brings out, Matthew 24:15, as Jesus told his disciples, when ye, meaning the saints of God, not Israel, but ye, the saints of God, therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. In other words, if ye, the saints of God, are not of the night, year of the day, 1 Thessalonians 5 said, and you're going to know some things. You're going to understand some things. God's going to give you insight on some things. And so as a result, this Antichrist will set himself up as God in the temple. I said yesterday that this is a fulfillment of the type of Antiochus Epiphanes, which took over the temple in the day between Malachi and Matthew and offered a sow upon the altar, and it really infuriated the Jews. Well, this is going to infuriate the Jews too when this abomination, and that's anything that's disgusting or detestable, which is the Antichrist, will be that way. In fact, Daniel seems to indicate he'll be a homosexual, and God said that's an abomination to me as well. And so it's called the abomination of desolation, because the Jews are going to know they've received the wrong one at that particular time. This is 3.5 years into the 70th week of Daniel. Now you notice he'll stand in the holy place, and the Jews realize they've been duped. Now I believe that you read and study the book of Revelation, there's two witnesses going to be flying through space, and probably Elijah and Moses. We don't know for certain, but it'll be two witnesses flying through space for 3.5 years. That's not necessarily the first 3.5 years of the 70th week of Daniel, nor necessarily the last 3.5 years of the 70th week of Daniel. But I believe sometime in the midst of the 3.5 years, somewhere along maybe 8 months or so, just my thinking, I have no way to prove it, just something that I've come up with in my own thinking, something before the Antichrist sets himself up as to be God to worship in the holy place, that these witnesses is going to be flying through space. Also, the Bible said in the book of Revelation 14, there's going to be another angel, which will probably be an Old Testament saint or a New Testament saint or a fellow servant like John almost bowed down to, that showed him all those things, the book of Revelation. Fellow servant, I'm just a fellow servant like you. And so they'll preach the everlasting gospel. Now, folks, there's not a different gospel. It's the same gospel. Paul said, if any man or any angel preach any other than what I preach, let him be accursed. Just let him go on to hell. Now, there's a lot of people try to tell you that man's saved different ways, different times. No, we're all saved by grace through faith. Some look forward to the cross. Some look back to the cross. And even during this time of awfulness, what salvation is going to occur is going to be those that are saved by grace through faith. I know it says that he endures to the end, verse 13 of Matthew 24. He says, he who endures to the end shall be saved. That means the end of his life or the end of the time when the Lord comes back in what we call the rapture. Not a Bible word, but a Bible principle. Now, the thing about it is that's the only way man can endure is by the grace of God that he has by being saved. And that's just like the fruit of the Spirit. Temperance is only, we only have self-control by the aid of the Holy Spirit. So you see, you're not saved by works. If you are saved, there will be works that will honor and glorify God. There will be fruit in your life, fruit of the Spirit in your life. And by your fruit, you're known, and that will be true definitely in that time of the first 3.5 years and later on also of the 70th week of Daniel. Now, you notice if you're reading Matthew chapter 24, it says in verse 16, right after the Antichrist sets himself up as God in the middle of that 70th week of Daniel, he says in verse 16, let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains. Now, the Jews had accepted him as the Messiah, but he's a false Messiah. Now they know for certain he is not the Messiah. They've been deceived. And he said, let them flee to the mountains. And the Bible talks about a fleeing quickly on eagle's wings. I do not believe that's America, as some people would say. I know that we need to stand with Israel, and we better stand with Israel, for if we ever cease to stand for Israel, then we're going down as a nation. And yet as many babies as we've murdered in the last 40 years, we cannot get by shedding the innocent blood that we have. So I don't see America in the end time. And for someone to say those eagles that Israel rode up on, that's stretching it pretty thin to be America. In fact, I believe the eagles just meant the swiftness that you need to run. And they may go to a place called Petra, which is across on the other side of the Jordan, down below the Dead Sea. And that's the place where people can hide even from nuclear activity. I don't know exactly, but he said flee. Get out of there. Because, why? Well, he said, let him on the housetop, verse 17, not come down to take anything out of the house. In other words, you hadn't got time to do it. Verse 18, Matthew 24, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. You hadn't got time. Go straight. Get away from there, because you're fixing to die. and you're going to face some real great tribulation that it talked about here. And verse 19 says, woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. A child will slow you down, and you'll be overtaken and killed. Verse number 20, he said, but pray that your flight be not in winter. If you didn't have time to get your coat, you might freeze. Neither on the Sabbath day. If you're an Orthodox Jew, you'll only travel about maybe 3/4 of a mile. That's according to tradition. It's not Bible, but that's what they come up with during the dark time of Malachi to Matthew, and said we can't travel but about 3/4 of a mile. And they'd sit down on the side of the road if it's Orthodox Jew, and as a result, they'd be overrun and be killed. And so therefore, and he says, but for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. In other words, he says that then, that's the time the Antichrist stands in the holy place as God. That's the middle of the 70th week of Daniel. That's 3.5 years into it, and then begins what's really called great tribulation. In other words, the Bible says all the saints of God has always been in tribulation, and you always will. Paul said in Acts 14:22, we must through a much persecution enter tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. You're going to have to face tribulation, but then will be great tribulation, greater than it's ever been before. And what this is going to consist of is there's going to be a false prophet arise, and he's going to make people worship the Antichrist. He's going to be part of the unholy trinity. You see, you have the beast, and you've got the Antichrist, which is the beast, but the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet, which is the unholy trinity, and they're going to make you worship the beast, in essence, the Antichrist. How are they going to do that? They'll not let you buy or sell unless you take a mark of the beast. He says the mark is the number 666. Don't know all that means, but it'd be in the right hand or the forehead. I believe it'd be a computer chip where you can scan it at the grocery store to buy or sell. Have all your records right there on a computer chip about the size of a grain of rice. That's already in operation, even in the Persian Gulf War. The soldiers behind the line had that to track them with. And so you see, the technology is far ahead of us today. And this is going to happen. And they'll martyr you. You'll be turned in by your own family if you don't take the mark of the beast. And you'll be martyred and as a result, die prematurely during that time. Because you'll not, if you're saved, you'll not take that. Now some says, well, I thought this whole 70 weeks was called the Great Tribulation period. No. There is tribulation in the first 3.5 years, but there's great tribulation for a period of time that begins at the 3.5 years and goes on toward the end of the last 3.5. But whenever the Lord comes back, then he'll pour out the wrath of God, which are the vials, trumpets, and thunders. That is wrath, not tribulation, and most everybody calls that tribulation. But the saints of God will not have to face that. They'll face tribulation, great tribulation, but not the wrath of God. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.